The Black Panther has received a lot of attention thanks to Marvel's series of superhero films, including one featuring the namesake character that earned more than $1.3 billion. The Black Panther the photographer and cinematographer Shannon Wild pursued for 18 months is of a different variety. She went to southern India to produce a documentary about the Black Panther. It was the only one in a 250-square-mile range of forest. Tonight, Wild will be at the Mesa Arts Center as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Her presentation is titled Pursuit of the Black Panther, and she's with me to talk about it. So, Shannon, can you take me through the earlier part of your career? How did you learn to be so calm in situations that include cheetahs and elephants, for example?
Ever since I was a young kid, I've always been fascinated by animals, and not just the cute and cuddly ones, but reptiles and, you know, anything. So it's never been a situation where I feel necessarily nervous or anxious. It's an excited energy. So I'm the person that runs towards the snake, not the other way. So I think that plays a big part of it because, you know, like people, animals can pick up on energy. And if you're very uncomfortable or aggressive or really tense, then they absolutely pick up on that. So I know for me, it comes pretty naturally that it's just a very positive energy.
But you've been in a lot of dangerous situations, and you're able, after having been mauled by something or even run over by another creature, you just sort of, this is a bad analogy here, you sort of get back on the horse.
Right. yeah, we'll keep the analogies to animals. That works perfectly for me. So, I mean, in this nature of work, there's obviously risks involved, but like any work, you know, I've been doing this for 16 years, so I'm going to experience some bumps and scrapes along the way. But the cheetah mauling was obviously a more dramatic version of that. And looking back on it, it was because I made a mistake. And, you know, I can look at the details and see where I went wrong. You know, as with life, this is a learning experience. So it's one of those things where in the amount of time that I've been doing it, that's not a bad track record. So that cheetah mauling, I've had one other major injury, but it wasn't the result of an animal. It was while I was in the field working, but not from an animal. So it was 20 months ago now, and I broke my back.
Wow, okay.
So that was not great.
Gosh. Well, the title of the show, although, as you said, there'll be other elements to it, is Pursuit of the Black Panther. So the documentary you have been producing is about just one Black Panther,
yeah.
Right? This is not about, maybe there were several, there's one. Can you talk to us about the uniqueness of this particular creature and what drew you to it?
It is the most stunning animal. I mean, leopard in general are very impressive creatures, but then, you know, a melanistic version of that, which is what this Black Panther is, a melanistic leopard. So it's like a genetic, it's a recessive gene. So a trait that it's, you know, got from its parents and so on. So just the way he looks is stunning. Combine that with the fact that they're such capable and independent cats. So it makes for a very interesting subject. They exist throughout the world, but they're not common. And in this particular area, it was just this one individual in about 250 square miles. So yeah, we would go out every day looking for him based on his behavior and kind of trying to predict where he might be. That we had no, you know, resources. There's no tracking or anything like that. So we basically go out and look for signs, and it makes for a great story. It makes for a very challenging 18 months in the field, that's for sure.
Can you share with me just the human side of, after all that work, when you finally were fairly close, and to see this creature, to actually be close enough to take in the beauty?
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. And it's this tricky balance that as a filmmaker I have to find, because I'm so excited by what I'm seeing, but I know it's so rare that I can't miss the shot either. So I'm kind of like dancing inside, but I'm desperately trying to keep focus as it goes past. But I had some really, really nice close encounters, which are just mind-blowing. I mean, it's a very impressive animal. Never gets old.
Well, yeah, and that's the amazing thing too. I sort of come back a bit to personality. I mean, you said that obviously animals can sense certain things. And I've been lucky enough for it's over 10 years to interview some of the various National Geographic folk who've come in town. So many of you are just so cool. And I mean like people who are just doing amazing things, and by cool I mean obviously interesting, fun people and intense and great at their jobs, but also cool under pressure. And so it's almost like, here, I go back to another terrible animal analogy. Like, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is there a feeling that the field chose you, or you chose the field because it just called to you?
That's a really good question, and I don't know what the answer is because I didn't actively set out to do this initially, and then it kind of happened, and then opportunities arose, and I then started pursuing it. So I think maybe it's a mix of opportunity and then working really hard. But I've always gravitated towards animals, so I'm definitely more comfortable in that situation around wildlife, around animals in general, being in nature than I am around people. Like my natural, I guess, equilibrium is animals. Like that's where I'm happiest. So I'm definitely way less cooler with people.
When you're doing a presentation like you're doing in Mesa or in Florida or wherever you may be, how different is it? I mean, I know it's huge to get out the word,
It's
but how different is that
terrifying.
for
So give me a venomous snake or lions on foot any day of the week. I have to say there are a lot more nerves and anxiety pre-show than if I'm going out to a new environment or a new animal,
Wow.
regardless of how dangerous it is. It's definitely more natural for me. So thank goodness I spend majority of my time doing that, or I'd probably be a nervous wreck. Because even after show, and it's something you have to harness that energy. I just enjoy being able to share like a little bit of the experience with people and hope that that passion comes across.
That is wildlife photographer and cinematographer Shannon Wild. She's in the Valley tonight at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center. It's part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Her presentation is called Pursuit of the Black Panther. Shannon, thanks so much. Great to talk with you.
It's an absolute pleasure.